Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, from the desk of Dennis Piller. I stumbled onto a book written by John Brevere called The Bait of Satan. The book centers around the issue of offense, as it is often one of the most difficult obstacles a person will face and hopefully overcome. The disciples of Jesus witnessed the greatest and most notable of his miracles. Blind eyes were opened and the dead were raised. They saw a list of Jesus' miracles, the Bible says, were so many that the world of books could not contain them. You would think after witnessing all of this that nothing could cause them to doubt. Nothing could stymie their faith. But their challenge came toward the end of his earthly ministry. Jesus instructed them, "If your brother sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." Their immediate response was, "Increase our faith," Luke 17:3. Interestingly, his miracles had not inspired a cry for greater faith, but the simple command to forgive those who had wronged him did. We know by this time in our life that being offended happens too easily. Luke 17:1 says, "It is impossible." The truth is, there is no way to stop being offended. The issue is, what will our response be? Today especially, so many are offended and held captive by it. Let's examine the truth of it. A trap needs to be hidden in the hope that an animal will stumble upon it. And it must be baited to lure the animal into the trap's deadly jaws. Satan and his followers are not as blatant as many believe. He is subtle and delights in deception. He is shrewd in his operations, cunning and crafty. We must not forget that he can disguise himself as a messenger of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 says, "For Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness." He lays a trap that looks innocent or passable. You know how we are. If it isn't an obvious abomination to God, that it is just on the edge, then I can handle this. So we take the bait. The hook is coming out the side of our mouth. It is painful. So now we think of a way to hide the embarrassment, justify our actions, and fall deeper into the trap. If we're not trained by the Word of God to divide rightly between good and evil, we will not recognize his traps for what they are. Actually, the offense itself is not deadly, if and only if it stays in the trap. But if we pick it up and consume it and feed on it in our hearts, then we have become offended, and offended people produce fruit too, such as hurt, anger, outrage, jealousy, resentment, strife, bitterness, hatred, and envy. Some of the consequences of picking up an offense are insults, attacks, wounding, division, separation, broken relationships, betrayal, and backsliding. It's like people become oblivious to their condition because they're so focused on the wrong that was done to them, or even the sad and irrevocable ugly response we leveled. They're in denial. The most effective way for the enemy to blind us is to cause us to focus on ourselves. John tells the story of a burly, middle-aged man who stood up before the congregation and wept as he relayed his tragic story. He says, "All my life I felt there was a wall between me and God. I would attend meetings where others sensed God's presence, while I watched detached and numb. Even when I prayed, there was no release or presence. Several weeks ago, I was handed the book, The Bait of Satan. I realized I had taken Satan's bait years ago. I hated my mother for abandoning me when I was 6 months old. I realized I had gone to her and couldn't forgive her, but I needed to. I called and spoke with her for only the second time in 36 years. I cried, 'Mom, I have held unforgiveness towards you all my life for giving me away. She began to weep and said, Son, I have hated myself for the last 36 years for leaving you. He continued, I forgave her and she forgave herself, and now we are reconciled. And then came the exciting part. He said, the wall that separated me from God's presence is gone. He struggled to get the last words out. Now I cry in the presence of God like a baby. My prayer for you today is that you do not pick up the spirit of offense. I pray you deal with that spirit from days or years past. My prayer is that you examine your heart in the light of God's holy word and see with the eyes of the Spirit areas that have held you captive. Ask the Master to increase your faith. As you grow in faith, as you forgive and perhaps even forgive yourself, He will receive the glory and you will be filled with joy. He will show you the path to freedom. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.